Let's now speak to Christopher Wilson. He's a royal biographer and commentator. He joins me now from Devon. Good to have you on the programme. Your reaction to what we're hearing at the moment?
Well, of course, I think we just have to wait and see how things go. But I've been speaking to people in Scotland, and I think that we can take it that the Queen's life is coming to an end.
Tell us a little bit about how she's been doing recently. I mean, we've been hearing about how she's had some mobility issues, which is why she's been based in Balmoral rather than sort of travelling to London, which she normally would have. What are you hearing about that?
Well, I think what is remarkable about this sovereign is that she has clung to the throne and to her job until the very last moment. I think we can see that her powers have been declining for the last year at the very least. And she has done a very, very good job in managing what she's able to do and putting from her things that she wasn't able to do. She's gone on far longer than anybody could expect her to do. She's 96 years old, and she's doing, she has done all that she possibly can to retain the strings of power. And the very idea that she was able to stand upright a couple of days ago and greet the new prime minister, it would have been an iron will and determination on her part that she should do that to show that she is still sovereign until the moment she dies.
Indeed, a very beautiful, heartwarming picture, and Liz Truss will have been glad to meet her on that day. I mean, she's such an important person, isn't she, for the people of the United Kingdom and people all over. Why? Give us a sense. I mean, you're a royal biographer. Why does she mean so much to so many?
I think that she is a thread of continuity which has taken the nation through. I mean, there are people who are 80 or 90 years old in Great Britain who, as it were, saw this princess become a queen and have lived with her through thick and thin, through changing times, all that time. It's very reassuring in a changing world that some things remain the same. And then for each new generation that's come, people have been born and died within the space of her reign. She has always been there. She is a constant in people's lives in this country. She has meant so much.
Let's talk a little bit about her husband, Prince Philip, who had been by her side from a very, very long time, from when she was in her early 20s. He was with her throughout the entire time. He stood by her side. How difficult do you think it's been for her since losing him?
I think that we can see there was a turn in the road at the moment that he died. At that point, she weakened perceptibly and perfectly understandably. I mean, he had stood by her. He had been her support, the only person really in the whole royal family that she could trust and rely on. And, you know, the loss of him at her extremely advanced age was really more than she was able to cope with. And so what we saw was this slight retreat, but it was nothing like the retreat of other sovereigns in other times. She kept on doing what she could do. She kept on being as visible as she could. She mastered doing Zoom meetings and so forth in order to be able to keep in contact with the outside world and to show that she was still queen. It was quite a remarkable act. But of course, the loss of Prince Philip really did change the game.
Yes, she was absolutely incredible. Always looked fantastic, at her best, in the most beautiful of clothes, of suits. And as you say,
even 2 days ago, she had this astonishing smile. There has been political turmoil in Britain for the last 3 or 4 months. And her vision of the politicians which serve this country must possibly have deteriorated. And yet she greeted the new Prime Minister with a wonderful welcoming smile and a handshake. She was even carrying her signature handbag, even though there was no need for that. But, you know, she was determined to show that the show still goes on.
Indeed, it's such a wonderful picture. Britain, of course, going through a very, very difficult time. The people of the United Kingdom, we've been talking about the high cost of living, the energy bills. It's such a difficult time for them. And the Queen, of course, means so much to so many. I mean, it couldn't... This sort of news couldn't come at a worse time, could it?
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, we have, as you say, we've gone through a very difficult time recently. And rather like the King and Queen during the Second World War, George VI and the Queen Mother, if everything was really horrible, what you could do is rest your thoughts on something neutral and mildly glamorous and rest your mind. And the Queen provided that in these times, all the way through COVID, all the way through the problems which we've had to face ever since. She's been a constant, something that is non-controversial, non-political, and just something that you can rest your mind on and feel good about.
You are a biographer, and I just want to ask you, the way things are being handled at the moment, the fact that we received the statement from Buckingham Palace, we know that Prince Charles is there with her in Balmoral, and Prince William is on his way there. I mean, what do you read into all that? I mean, what do you think is happening?
Well, I think that the fact that we are being told that Charles is on his way, that William is on his way, I think that the palace never wants to create a sense of anxiety around the royal family. What they try to do is downplay everything. But I think the fact that they are now saying that the next king and his successor are on the way to Balmoral suggests that we are now entering the last phase of the Queen's life. And we don't know how long that will be. And many will hope that she will recover. But I think that she has served her country for nearly 100 years. And there must come a time when her life comes to an end.
Indeed. If it is indeed does come to that, it's a very, very sad moment. Talk us through the procedure. What exactly happens if the Queen does pass away?
Well, there's a highly elaborate set of instructions. It's called Operation London Bridge. And what it will do is, over the next few days, if the Queen should die, there is a highly regimented and well-organized state arrangement which will take us through her lying in state, her funeral, her memorial service, and the various public occasions which will close around the end of her reign. It's all been organized for a very long time. She's been aware of all the things that are going to happen. She will have put her name to all this. So there will be no surprises for those around the royal family as to what's going to happen next. It's all being set in train.
OK. Christopher Wilson, royal biographer, really good to get your thoughts joining us there from Devon in the United Kingdom.